My friend, Kevin Booth, who runs Sacred Cow, a website, pretty racy, but we certainly want to reach out to more folks to get the word out to people, wanted me to talk a little bit on the show today about what Homeland Security is, how it fits into the Patriot Act, and what we're facing as a society. So I will be happy to do that. All throughout history, governments have created crises to create fear, to offer their solutions. And I have just gone over an evidence of that out of the Sunday Herald, one of the largest newspapers in England, in the top 10, where they admit that MI5 with Army intelligence carried out massive terrorist attacks over the last 20-plus years, starting in 1980, in the United Kingdom, in England, and in Northern Ireland. The government would order members of the Army to blow up buses, bomb businesses, schools, cars, killing masses of people, bombing every few months, to then blame it on their political enemies, the IRA. And this is admitted. The Army asked me to make bombs. The IRA told me I had the Prime Minister's blessing. The Sunday Herald and on Infowars.com, we also have the BBC article that came out 2 days ago. Today is November 21st, 2002. And there's countless examples of this. But what does Homeland Security do? Homeland Security merges with the USA Patriot Act, H.R. 3162, the legislation passed 13 months ago, October 17th, in the United States Congress. And the Patriot Act ends much of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It says they can break in your house for any law enforcement reason. It's not just for terrorism. They can break into your home, your business, go into libraries, order all records to be turned over, and then place gag orders without an order, without a judge's order, or without a warrant. They can order people not to ever talk about what happened to them. It also merges the private corporations, the top 20 corporations and banks that own the Fortune 500, with the federal government. It allows them to carry out surveillance-type operations and spying on the American people, which is a total violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. And if you don't know what those are, you should certainly read them. Those are the supreme laws of the land. So whatever this government announces is criminal and is contrary to the Bill of Rights and common law and the Constitution. This is the system. It's like the government can say black people are slaves. Well, we still know as human beings that's not true and that slavery's wrong. So they can say we don't have a Fourth and Fifth and First and Second and Tenth Amendment. But we still do. Those rights are simply pointed out by the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Those rights are still there as free human beings. So really, the Homeland Security package did 9 different things, and it passed 90-9 in the Senate 2 days ago. The Democrats put on an act like they were against it. Actually, all that does is energize the conservatives that were straying away from Bush's fascist activities. By the Democrats coming out against Homeland Security, conservatives see that and think, oh, it must be good. They don't read the legislation. They go and get behind the operation. So basically, it takes decades to create a system like this, and it will take time to educate the public and tear down this unconstitutional criminal command and control system. The Council on Foreign Relations is a private management group with the heads of academia, banking, media, and government. And they, Congress has admitted on C-SPAN that they are taking their orders now publicly from the CFR. They're following all their recommendations. And in that it says, in the new CFR report, America Still Unprepared, America Still in Danger, that we as Americans must give up all of our rights, take military on the streets, let the military surveil us, take national ID cards, and let the government expand corporate welfare to pay the corporations to engage in surveillance against the American people. This means grocery stores will be paid to upload your credit card and debit card and discount card shopping records. This means that your credit card purchases, what you read, what you subscribe to, what you do on the street, it will all be monitored by massive computer systems at the Total Information Awareness Network system. And by the way, we need to put up Total Information Awareness Network symbol that they've been putting on Fox News, ABC, Lair News Hour on PBS, throwing it in your face. The New World Order symbol, the all-seeing eye of the Illuminati, in your face, saying the army's watching you and flashing all-seeing eyes on the television. This is to demoralize us, to create a chilling effect of fear, to make us shut up and go along with this system. And who runs the Information Awareness Network that is a keystone segment of the legislation in Homeland Security? Admiral Poindexter, the five-time convicted felon. Admiral Poindexter, the drug-dealing, death squad-commanding creature. And there he is back in the 80s. Admiral Poindexter. This is who we're facing. This is who we're dealing with. But they're trying to, in another sub-level of propaganda, to make it all about Admiral Poindexter. Yeah, he's a felon, so what? So there's more media discussion of the felon running this criminal surveillance system than there is of how it's violating the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. So what happens under Homeland Security? The top corporations and banks are given governmental power and national security clearances. Employees of the Fortune 500 then fall under national security and will have to sign contracts. This is in the bill, the Homeland Security bill that just passed, saying they will not talk about anything that has to do with Homeland Security, including blowing the whistle on embezzlement, sexual harassment, corruption. A lot of you probably heard about the federal side of this provision, where all federal employees that are under Homeland Security, the 22 biggest agencies and over 250 sub-agencies, well over 300,000 federal employees. You've been hearing in the news over 170,000. It's well over 300,000 federal employees have no whistleblower protection on embezzlement, sexual harassment, corruption, no collective bargaining, no union control, no nothing. In fact, in the provisions of the Patriot Act, that is the enacting laws, Homeland Security is the reorganization of the government around the Patriot Act. Under the Patriot Act, if a federal employee blows the whistle on any type of corruption, the $3 billion of money being stolen up by the Pentagon, by the credit cards their employees are given, that's kind of a backdoor payoff to them. If anyone blows the whistle on that, you can be arrested as an enemy combatant for treason and spend life on a FEMA slave barge that they now admit they're holding American citizens without juries, without trials, without facing their accusers, without being charged. So private corporation employees will become property of the government. Literally, we're not playing games here. The government merges with the corporations. Government employees aren't allowed to talk about anything. And under this, the Maritime Administration jurisdiction within the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and the governmental reorganization, taxi drivers, truck drivers, people involved in food service, food preparation, people that work on ranches and farms, they're now preparing. Farm bureaus are announcing this. This is in the documents. They will get on your national ID card, which is your driver's license. 38 states have it now. Texas had it in 93. You will have four levels of security clearance. Four levels of security clearance. Four levels. You will have to have a level three to be able to drive a cab, work in a restaurant, work on a farm, ranch, all of this. You will be given monthly security checks. Federal investigators will be dispatched through federal funding to the state level, which federalizes the states, to your business, to your farm, to your ranch, all in the name of a key term, infrastructure protection. As part of infrastructure protection, they're going to put U.S. military on the streets in plain clothes, in factories, businesses, highways, bridges, subways, buses. They will federally pay for face scanning cameras in all buses. Yesterday, Austin announced, and dozens of other cities, because I read the news from all over the country, online, scanning all the newspapers, hundreds of newspapers. They're suddenly putting in all the federal cameras in the buses to watch you real time. They're going up on the streets. So it's a total information awareness network, as Admiral Poindexter promised. Also, there is a forced inoculation provision in the package with the smallpox vaccine. Forced roundups, quarantines of whole cities, and liability protection for the vaccine makers with all the horrors they've been creating and all the problems they've been generating and all the scandals they've been caught in. That's happening as well. Here's a story. Warner wants to review Posse Comitatus Act. This is from a week ago. They've now repealed Posse Comitatus Act in the Homeland Security package. And now we're seeing the effects of that. This is from CNN yesterday. I was watching CNN while eating dinner. They announced, oh, we've caught one of the bank robbery suspects. The Marines helped with checkpoints in North Carolina and Kentucky. I was watching CNN. They just announced it. They say sheriff's deputy, state police, and U.S. Marines are searching an 850 square mile area along U.S. Highway 17. This is in the CNN news story. On CNN, they announced that they're going to have the Marines on the streets now to just fight general crime. So it goes from we're going to use troops to fight terrorists, which don't even exist, it's all CIA, into now transmitting that into, oh, and fighting crime. And it gets much, much worse. I was on the radio yesterday, and a listener who was tuning into the show on a local affiliate Colorado Springs, he called in and he said KKTV just reported, Channel 11 just reported, they're going to have federalized checkpoints over the holiday for sobriety checkpoints, and they're going to go ahead and force us to give hair samples. Total violation of Fourth and Fifth Amendment. They have no probable cause. There's no court order, but they're just practicing this corruption. Then this morning, so that came out of Colorado Springs, and I called the TV station, checked that they had reported it. Then I get up this morning and read in the New Jersey Herald, DNA legacy, Stillwater, first in country to identify pupils through genetic imprint. And it says that in the public schools, this is the New Jersey Herald, online at Infowars.com, and it says in the Herald report, that pupils were brought into the school's cafeteria one class at a time to have their DNA collected by patrolman Tom Tassetti, who took two swabs of each pupil's mouth. There were few complaints from the pupils who seemed eager for their turn to be swabbed. So they're begging for this. It wasn't bad, said one first grader. Some kids actually liked it, the police officer said. It tickles, so a lot of kids start laughing. And yesterday on Austin News, they announced HEB's putting in thumb scanners statewide, and that they want you to thumb scan to buy and sell. And yes, it's being put in to a database. This is the information, the Total Information Awareness Network, the hallmark of Homeland Security. Let me hit one more story, and this is very, very, very important. In fact, two from the New York Times. This is John Markoff. And it says here, Pentagon plans a computer system that would peek at personal data of Americans. This is from 2 weeks ago, actually. Here's from last week. William Sapphire, you are a suspect. Now, again, all this coming online at the grocery stores everywhere, right as they announce this. You are a suspect. Remember, the government's behind the terrorism. I told you they would bring you all this through it. You are a suspect, William Sapphire. If the Homeland Security Act is not amended before passage, which it's now been passed, here is what will happen to you. Every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy, and medical prescription you fill, every website you visit and email you send or receive, every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every trip you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications will go into what the Defense Department describes as a virtual centralized grand database. To this computerized dossier on your private life for commercial sources, add every piece of information the government has about you, passport application, driver's license, bridge tolls, judicial and divorce records, complaints from nosy neighbors to the FBI, your lifetime paper trail, plus the latest hidden camera surveillance. And you have the Super Snoop's dream, a total information awareness about every U.S. citizen. This is not some far-out Orwellian scenario. It's what will happen to you, your personal freedom, in the next few weeks if Homeland Security passes. This is worse than what Hitler put on the books. They're putting total tyranny on the books. You cannot allow this to intimidate you. You cannot allow this to scare you. You got to stand up and say no to military on our streets. No to giving them your hair at a checkpoint. Let them arrest you. What are they going to say? You didn't let us violate your Fourth and Fifth Amendment, so we arrested you. Stand up to these monsters. Stand up against the New World Order. So what is Homeland Security? It's the restructuring of the federal government under the executive with a merger with the private corporations and banks that are not free market, that have created socialism to get us addicted to government. Now they're taking the socialism away, the entitlements, the handouts away, and transferring ownership of the people, the systems, the government, the roads, the water to the New World Order. They get you addicted, domesticated. There was an AP article yesterday I covered last night here on the air that said they're just taking all health care away from veterans. Federal appeals court ruling. They said, yeah, we told you we'd give you health care when you signed up 20, 30 years ago, but we're taking it all away. This is outrageous. This is pure tyranny. This is textbook fascism. That's about 15 minutes long for Kevin. I hope he can cut that down for his website, which gets a lot of hits, so we appreciate him posting that. By the way, we have a ton of video clips on our new website, prisonplanet.com. You can download my entire film, Road to Tyranny, for free at Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. You know what I want to do? Because I've really gotten bad about never taking calls. If you want to call us, it's 477-2288, 477-2288. And if that was too long for you, Kevin, for your website, you can break it in two parts. Have the next installment next week. Kevin called up for one of the air and said, hey, talk about Homeland Security for my website, which has all those famous people on it, Bill Hicks, Joe Rogan, all those folks. I like reaching out to the Hrethger, to the heathen. I'm joking, Kevin. I'm sure you put that on your website. Where to begin, where to start?